Coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast today, Start Garden announces a major evolution of the 100. We get the details. Ottawa Hills Garden Tour is back for the 32nd year. We get a preview. We talk about the most common type of short-limbed dwarfism and what parents need to know. This Saturday is the Lowell Township's Bridge Fest, and East Grand Rapids hosts the annual Reeds Lake Run this Sunday.
And we start strong. Start Garden announces a major evolution of the 100. Let's talk to you, Lori Sapinski, co-director of Start Garden. I appreciate you. And we were just talking before the mics went on about, I remember the first days of Start Garden, and you were almost there. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Start Garden, we want to talk, obviously, about what the future holds, but remind me of not only day one, but obviously how you've gotten involved and why Start Garden exists.
Yeah, we've been in existence, like you said, since 2012. The whole mission of Start Garden, and I think since its beginning, but it's certainly evolved a little bit over time, is to support entrepreneurs and to make sure that everybody that wants to start a business has an opportunity to connect to resources, and whether that be capital or whether that just be technical assistance. There's a lot of resources in our community that people are unaware of. So not only do we provide some of those, but we help connect entrepreneurs to those organizations and things that exist.
And with the dates behind us, I trust you've changed some lives. You've started some businesses that probably are successful because of this.
Yeah, I think we'd like to think so. We have some great examples of companies that have, definitely gone maybe, farther than their own expectations. But certainly, getting a lot of folks started and then hoping to continue to see them have traction is what we're really focused on.
Yes. And you bring in the 100 that was has been a staple for a bit, but now there look to be some changes. Set up our conversation.
Yeah, we started the 100 in 2018 with the idea of connecting entrepreneurs to early stage capital, which is something that we really believe in. But we've also realized that while it's great to work at that, we call it the top of the funnel, where you help entrepreneurs really get started. But then what happens when entrepreneurs actually do have some success and they're starting to grow and they're getting traction? The need for resources doesn't stop there. And sometimes the resources and capital that's needed at those stages are different. And so what we've decided to do this year is to continue to support early stage companies through capital, which usually is in the form of grants. But as companies get going further, sometimes it takes a different form. And maybe it's a microloan, or maybe it's some kind of shared revenue agreement. Maybe it's venture capital. It's all of those things, but it has to come at the right time in the life of the business.
Yes. So what is to happen moving forward?
So moving forward, the process is still the same. We're asking people to apply to the competition via a 100-second video. So tell us a little bit about your idea, background a little bit. And then this year, we're asking people to identify what their next milestone is. So what do you see in the next couple months that could help you grow, whether you're just starting out or whether you're gaining traction or whether you need venture capital?
Yes. 100-second video.
Yes, that is not a long time.
No, and it's all part of the theme. You have opened applications. Let's look a little bit at your timeline, please. When do they close?
Sure. So they close on July 12th. So they opened about a month ago, earlier this month, and they'll close on July 12th.
And then obviously a week or so later, you announce your semifinalists, right?
Correct. We will announce 100 people, and what they will do is they will attend a mandatory this year. So this is some of the changes in the programming. We have a boot camp, and that is mandatory this year. You'll come on the 7th and 8th of August, and it'll be a working session where you really zero in on that milestone that you've talked to us about, and you will make we're calling them sprints. You will commit to a sprint statement, which is what you'll be doing for the next couple of months to compete for the types of capital prizes and connections that will be at Demo Day.
Sprint versus marathon, right?
Correct. Yes, it is a sprint.
The end game may be more of a marathon. And then you move on to more finalists announced.
Right. So what will happen at the end of that sprint, there'll be a lot of involvement with some of our entrepreneurial support organizations and capital partners. And at the end of that weekend, the 100 folks will be pared down to 50. So 50 will move on in the competition after that. Our hope is that if you're not one of the top 50, that the exercise and what you've just gone through in the couple of days of the boot camp is something that you can really use to keep yourself going and propel yourself into the next level. So then we'll be working with 50 people that'll compete at Demo Day.
When does the sprint end?
The sprint will end a week or so before Demo Day. Demo Day this year is October 22nd. There will be an executive summary that the participants will be working on, which will be turned in a few weeks before. So the sprint will run basically from the beginning of August through mid-October.
Wow. Maury Sapinski with us, co-director. Start Garden announcing a major evolution of the 100, the 8-year-old annual entrepreneur competition, connecting lots of founders with funding and community resources. And again, key partners, key capital partners here.
Yeah, so this year the capital partners we have grants, we will have small business loans. Our partners there are Grow, Centropolis, which is a hard tech business accelerator, has some grant opportunities. There'll be some shared revenue agreements with Opportunity Ventures, VC capital with Union Heritage, and we have Meyer, who will be connecting folks to their shelves.
Yes. Yeah. And I guess this is typical. If you don't enter, you don't win.
Correct.
Right. Kids involved here?
You can be 14 or older.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Go kids, go adults, mm-hmm. All in this together. Your final word to us, please, Lori.
I would say, it's definitely worth a shot. It's definitely worth entering. And again, if you're, even if you go through the process this year and you don't end up as one of the winners, we feel that, sometimes it takes a long time to get a business off the ground, and just getting connected to the resources and finding a pathway forward is a good reward as well.
I wonder if it still starts on a white napkin.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes it does.
Lori, how do we find out more information?
You can find out more about the competition at 100.startgarden.com. And there's tons of information out there, and follow us on social media as well. And we're constantly posting about it.
Wonderful. Thank you for your leadership, Lori Sapinski, co-director, Start Garden. Don't forget your deadline, July 12th. Life moves fast. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ottawa Hills Garden Tour is back for the 32nd year. Let's talk with those involved on the line. Nancy Coinga, good morning to you, Nancy.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. In the house, Jeff Lake. A wonderful adventure through these chosen gardens. I hope you're looking forward to it, Jeff.
We are extremely excited about the upcoming garden tour.
Nice. Nancy, let me turn to you first. Give me the general 101s. Are we called Ottawa Hills Garden Tour?
Yes, we are, though we are located in the Ottawa Hills neighborhood.
Where exactly would you describe that neighborhood?
Well, the starting point of the tour is at the Grand Rapids Christian Elementary School on 1050 Iroquois Drive Southeast in Grand Rapids. It's the site of the old Ottawa Hills High School, so sometimes people confuse our neighborhood as it exists today with what used to be there, but we're very excited to have the Grand Rapids Christian Elementary School in the neighborhood today.
Let me have you add to that, Jeff Lake. How are you involved, and what's kept this garden tour around for 32 years?
I can't thank her enough for carrying the torch through much of the last several years with the garden tour. About way back when, 32 years ago, my wife and about four other wonderful people recognized the neighborhood was at a turning point, and they wanted to make take the resources of the young people that were moving in and to build on the excitement and have them grow some flowers and plants to make the neighborhood attractive to more young people and more people moving in, so that we could build upon what we already have, what was established.
Nice. This is, we are mentioning, presented by the Ottawa Hills Neighborhood Association, of course, here in Grand Rapids. It's a self-guided tour through, I'll stay with you, Jeff, and then go back to you, Nancy. Self-guided tour through the horticultural creations of Ottawa Hills. Give me more.
Horticultural creations. It is an exciting thing. You can go from two doors down from my house and have a putting green to just very stately gardens next door, to your traditional English gardens, to a wild variety of backyard accessories with architecture created for people to enjoy the hot days outside under canopies and under pergolas, that type of using water features. It's just it's easy to walk. You can see the signs on the street, and there are intermingled between all the signs are kids that will be selling cookies and brownies and
so
lemonade.
You better buy from the kids.
Exactly. It is a great entrepreneurial, although the Neighborhood Association is extremely proud to provide a free opportunity for everyone to be out and about. It's also a great opportunity for our kids to learn to be sellers
and be on the grounds and learn of all the etiquette. Nancy, bringing back on, I see you are involved. I recognize a couple other names. And, of course, we just heard Jeff's involved. Talk to me more about how this actually works.
Yeah, so it's a volunteer committee. We do not get paid, and the event itself is free, as Jeff said. But we do want to say thank you to our sponsors, Mitten Insurance and Hall Street Bakery. Mitten Insurance is our presenting sponsor, and that allows us to do all of this for free and get it organized and promote it. And then Hall Street Bakery kicked in a $50 gift card for winner of the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, let's stay with you on the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, we started this last year, and it really is a fun, family-friendly way for people to get involved with the garden tour. Of the 27 gardens participating on the tour, there are about half as many that have sent in a special photo of some unique feature to their garden. And that's everything from stone statuary to a little guy door to a little tree house, birdhouse in their backyard. And the idea is visit all 27 gardens looking for the ones that are participating and finding the special feature of their garden. And whoever gets as many of them right as they can, again, it's not a competition, it's just for fun, gets entered into a drawing for the $50 gift card.
Hey, again, as I mentioned last conversation, if you don't enter, you don't win, and you must attend, attend the Ottawa Hills Garden Tour. Back to you, Jeff. Thank you. On behalf of the Mitten Insurance Agency, why do you sponsor?
We are terrifically excited to support our neighborhood. Our office is on Wealthy Street at Wealthy and Fuller, and we are in the Easttown neighborhood, right in the back door of Ottawa Hills. And the Mitten believes in supporting the traditional homes that we have and restoring and maintaining, and being an insurance agency that cares for old homes and well-managed homes. And it's exciting, as so many of our homes in our neighborhood are reaching or passing the 100-year mark. We always think of Heritage Hill as the benchmark for historic homes, but Ottawa Hills has, my home in particular, turns 100 next year. There are many in our neighborhood that you would never dream are 100 years old, and we are proud to be the insurance company that stands behind those homes and has the tools in place to rebuild that home to the whatever the specifications of what it was originally built. So one of the few companies or agencies that does that. We're proud to support the people of Grand Rapids that support us.
Thank you. We know the importance of that support. Ottawa Hills Garden Tour, on behalf of the Ottawa Hills Neighborhood Association, speaking with Jeff Lake and Nancy Coinga. Nancy, 32 years. Let's talk about this year. Exactly where am I headed, and what's my time frame here?
Yeah, so join us this Saturday from the 27th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, the starting point is Grand Rapids Christian Elementary School. You can pick up a map there that includes not only the gardens on the tour, but also the scavenger hunt information. We're going to have Pamela Vanderplug, author of Ottawa Hills, Early Owners, Architects, and Builders, signing and selling books about our neighborhood.
Jeffrey's being Vanna White. He just held up the book, Ottawa Hills, Early Owners, Architects, and Builders. Yes, by Pamela.
Yes, and also included is a map of the centennial homes that are coming of age this year, and all the others that are older than 100 years, and Jeff's will be on the map next year.
Very nice. Winding down, I haven't looked at the weather for Saturday. I don't want to jinx you at all, but it does look perfect. Look, sunny, a high of 82 degrees. There we are. Jeff, how do we get started? And look, you've got a map. Obviously, this is very strong, very explanatory for a self-guide. Yes?
Well, as Nancy said, you park over at the Grand Rapids Christian Elementary School, and there are maps there that people can have. But it is so well laid out. There are signs all around, and it's easy to identify which house. You can pick and choose what you're looking for. The scavenger hunt, too. There are key items at each house there that makes it really fun for kids to go and look for or kids or grown-up kids. We have a lot of people that come over from the Clark homes, and it's such a wonderful thing for the elderly to go through our homes that were built perhaps when they were children and to see where they may have played when they were kids. What a beautiful full-circle moment to take your grandparents or maybe your grandparents don't live at Clark, but other nearby retirement homes. Great opportunity to get out.
Thank you for that reminder, suggestion. Is that your putt-putt green there?
There you go.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I found it. What do you leave us with, Jeff?
One of the best fun-free family events of the year, and it's Ottawa Hills is super excited to promote our really vibrant city and be a major pillar in the growth of the future Grand Rapids, and we welcome people to see where it started 100 plus years ago.
Very cool. Nancy Coingo, what's the etiquette? Obviously, wear appropriate shoes and don't step on the flower.
Yeah, come one, come all, rain or shine, and it's going to be great weather, we hope. And if you need any more information, go to ottawahillsgr.org.
Wonderful. Okay, looking forward to this. There's a scavenger hunt, bottom line, there's a way to see beautiful gardens in your own backyard. Or come visit. Ottawa Hills Neighborhood Association presents the Ottawa Hills Garden Tour. Can't say that enough. Jeff and Nancy, thanks for your tag team.
Thanks, Shelley.
Achondroplasia is a rare childhood condition, a most common type of short-limbed dwarfism. We talked to Dr. Chara Morali about the care and understanding, plus let's dispel myths, what parents should know, and more. What, in your words, is achondroplasia, and of course, some of the common misconceptions about the condition?
Yeah, so achondroplasia is the most, as you said in the introduction, is the most common genetic form of skeletal dysplasia. And skeletal dysplasia is a term that we in genetics use and kind of in medicine to talk about differences in the way the bones are formed. The most common misconception is probably that it is just affects the height and the bones, but it's actually a multi-system disorder that affects different parts of the body in different ways for different people.
In general, how common is it?
So it affects about 3.5 in 100,000 youths in America, so people under 18. And even though it's really rare, in my world in genetics, it's one of the most common diagnoses that I take care of.
Yes, appreciate you. Talk about some of the health complications associated with the condition.
Yeah, so folks with achondroplasia, of course, can be shorter than average. And the differences in their bones can affect their kind of vertebra, so the spine bones themselves. So when they're little babies, they tend to have sort of a more hunched over back sometimes. And as they get older and stronger, that goes away. They can also have differences in their skull shape. And so the bottom of the skull can be shaped differently. So their brain and their spinal cord can be affected there, which can affect the breathing and kind of the lower extremities, that is the legs, and reflexes there. They can also have other problems in their spinal cord, as well as issues with hearing due to recurrent ear infections or the anatomy there. And they have differences in their face shape as well as the anatomy in their airways. And so that can affect the breathing. So lots of different issues throughout the body, not just the height.
Yes. And I trust it's diagnosed as early as possible and why that might be important.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I'm really excited to be here in partnership with Ascendis Pharma to raise awareness for achondroplasia. Sometimes people can be diagnosed or suspected to have it during pregnancy itself, when they're prenatal or when they're fetuses. And it can be picked up on ultrasound, although typically the shortening of the long bones that you see in achondroplasia doesn't happen until quite late in pregnancy. So it's not at all uncommon for families to have no idea until the baby's born. And then the baby's born, and then their pediatrician is looking at the baby and say, hey, this baby looks a little bit different, they're shorter, and so on. And so it can be suspected clinically just on visual inspection, but we really recommend genetic testing for anyone who has suspected achondroplasia, because they may have achondroplasia, and knowing the genetic diagnosis helps with that management, or they may have another genetic diagnosis that mimics achondroplasia, and either way, that helps us guide their management and treatment.
Thank you. Talking about the topic of achondroplasia, dispelling myths, and obviously sharing information to you, Dr. Chaya Murali, pediatric geneticist. Thank you for you. Talk to me a bit about the management of this disease, please.
Yeah, so as we spoke about earlier, because this can affect multiple parts of the body, it really requires a multidisciplinary team to help care for children and adults who have all kinds of different health complications as a result. And so, of course, the pediatrician is a part of any child's medical care team, but they may also see a genetics doctor like myself. They may see an orthopedic surgeon, so a bone doctor. They may see an ear, nose, and throat specialist if they need ear tubes or help with their hearing. They may see a specialist that helps with their brain anatomy, so maybe a neurosurgeon is necessary. So lots of different specialists are really involved in the care of people with achondroplasia. And with many genetic diagnoses, we really think typically about managing the complications, because we can't often, almost all the time, we can't really change the actual genetic diagnosis or the difference in the genes. But these days with achondroplasia, as well as some other genetic disorders, we actually have pharmacological treatments that can help kind of target what's going on genetically to help reduce the complications and kind of change the outcome overall.
What else should we know about this topic?
So honestly, I think the main thing is just knowing that it's out there, that there are many forms of genetic skeletal dysplasia, and that people with skeletal dysplasias are people like you and me, right? And I think as a rare disease doctor, as someone who cares for people who look and are different, it's important to raise awareness and really raise compassion in this day and age. And if people have questions about achondroplasia, they should definitely talk to their pediatrician or their own doctor, and they can visit askaboutachondroplasia.com to learn more.
Thanks for your niche, and it looks like you're currently working on a collection of essays as well as a memoir talking about you.
Yes, exactly. So I love to write, and I've published a few personal essays about my own experience as an immigrant, as a woman in this world. And so I'm working on a collection of essays about that. So if anyone's interested, contact me. And then I went through infertility for a very long time before finally having a baby through surrogacy. My sister was my surrogate. It's an amazing story. And so I'm working on a memoir about that too.
Thank you for sharing that side of your story. Appreciate you and this conversation when it comes to achondroplasia. Take care to you.
Thank you so much. Bye, Shelley.
Lowell Township Bridge Fest is Saturday. My next guest has a big role. Let's talk all things bands, brews, and barbecue, plus a little ranch involved. I call you a friend, a supporter, and even horse rides from Roanoke Ranch. Mike Vanderplug in the house. Mike, good morning to you. Always a pleasure to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good that we are here. Saturday's a busy day, but let's put the spotlight on what happens from 11 to 5:30, my friend.
Sure, yeah. This is the third year for the Lowell Township Bridge Fest. Last year, Roanoke Ranch, with our event Bands, Brews, and Barbecue, joined forces with the Lowell Township to celebrate community, to have a big community event that would benefit the parks and maintenance and all of that, raise funds for that, as well as for Roanoke Ranch.
Okay, Roanoke Ranch, give me those 101s. I've been there, and many people need to be there.
Thank you, yeah.
Yes. What is that ranch all about? Now, this is not where the Bridge Fest is.
Correct. Right. The Bridge Fest is at the Grand River Riverfront Parks in Lowell.
But Roanoke Ranch is part of it.
Right, and we're only about a mile up the road, and we are a nonprofit that basically ministers to kids and give them some courage, self-confidence, self-esteem, and kind of change the direction that they're heading in.
Plus, the animals on the ranch certainly are therapeutic, as they say. So, Lowell Township Bridge Fest, what am I finding on the grounds from 11 to 5:30 there?
So there's two, there's a North Park and a South Park joined by the largest, I want to get this right, timber-framed bridge in North America. And so the north side has some kids' events from a kid's bounce house to a splash pad to face painting. But then we have a scavenger hunt to bring them across the bridge where we will have horse rides from the ranch. Some of our horses will be there. We will also have bands, brews, and barbecue. So we'll have live music. We will have barbecue from Perrin and Bobby Sue's Roadhouse, Hop Hog, and some others, Saladino Smoke, some locals, some brews, refreshments.
Well, brews is in the title.
Correct.
Yes. And Sierra Rose Cellars?
Sierra Rose Cellars, yep, the hard ciders.
Yes. How will this work? I like to look at the big picture. Will I buy ticket prices?
So the whole event is actually free,
right.
But in regards to the tastings, there are tickets that you can buy, like to get a 3-ounce sample of beer, hard cider, or any of the proteins. So we'll have brisket, we'll have pork, we will have chicken, and then we have a pitmaster's choice, which could be kielbasa, elk sausage, or ribs, I think are all going to be there as well.
Going back to the weather, please don't let it change, but Saturday is a sunny, high near 82 day, a perfect Michigan summer day with a little bit of sunscreen on the side.
It's going to be beautiful.
Mike Vanderplug with us, representing Bands, Brews, and Barbecues. Of course, Roanoke Ranch, your home away from home, and the whole conversation, putting the spotlight on Lowell Township Bridge Fest. Talk to me more about the horse riding.
The horse riding, we'll have quite a few of our horses that are down there that kids can interact with. It's just a suggested $3 donation that goes to the ranch and the parks. After all, it is a fundraiser for both of us. But they'll be there from 11 to 4.
Nice. Pick your favorite. You say fundraiser. Is it a fundraiser for, say, Lowell Township?
So it's for the Lowell Township Parks Fund.
Ah, yes.
And then as well as for Roanoke Ranch. So we split the proceeds. After combining our events, we decided to split the proceeds, and it benefits both of us.
You even have the right hat on, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. Been doing this long enough. You should, as they say. And this is such that parking is easy?
So, yeah, parking is pretty easy. People can park right across the street at Impact Church, which is right across from the Lowell Meyer, and as well as on the south side off from Grand River Drive, just west of Alden Nash, there's parking there as well. So very easy to get to.
Yes. And back to Roanoke Ranch. Are you seeing lives changed with the interactions at your good place?
Yes. So many of these kids have been beaten, abused, just not a real good start to their lives. Some of them are being recruited for gangs. Some are just a variety of different things that kids should not experience. And so we bring them out to the ranch during the summertime once a week for 8 weeks for 4 hours. Using our horses that break down the barriers. But we try to teach the kids that, hey, your past does not define you. And we try to give them confidence, some self-esteem, teach them teamwork, some of the basic skills to handle those outside influences.
Yes, again, lives being changed. All right, so how do I find out more about Roanoke Ranch and getting involved with that part of it?
Okay. Yep. So anybody can go to our website, which is www.roanokeranch.org.
You're located right off of Grand River there?
Correct. Right in, yes.
You have a favorite horse?
They're all great horses, really, to be honest with you. But I'll say Rudy.
Okay, Rudy, rock on. All right, and then Lowell Township Bridge Fest is Saturday. It's at 11 to 5:30 with grabbing a brew, a barbecue, and listening to a band?
Correct. Yeah, we'll have Sophie Bolin will do the national anthem and do a little bit of music, and we have a couple other bands that will take care of the rest of the day for us. So, yeah, 11 to 5:30.
Raising dollars for Roanoke Ranch and, of course, the Lowell Township Parks and more. Bridge Fest happens Saturday. Mike Vanderplug, thank you for your leadership.
Thanks for having me on, Shelley.
Let's talk all things Reed's Lake Run. It's this Saturday, as mentioned earlier, a busy weekend ahead, so do all that we discuss. Probably should get a prize for that. East Grand Rapids hosts the annual Reed's Lake Run on Saturday. Proceeds going to Move Comigo. Mouthful. Let's get you involved. Betsy Granstow, call you a good lady. Good morning to you, Betsy.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us today.
Glad you brought in the finisher medal, because that's why I run, that's for sure. Move Comigo, formerly, what, No Surrender Running Club, Morgan?
Yes, formerly No Surrender.
Wonderful. Stand by for that conversation. Oh, Betsy Granstow, how many years for your wonderful Reed's Lake Run in general?
47 years.
Looking forward to celebrating 50, I guess.
I know. We're just a few years away from that. So, yep, 47 years in East Grand Rapids.
Well, much happening in East Grand Rapids, including the movies and the entertainment. Now it's talking. We're talking races. And let me have you set the scene for Saturday.
Sure. We're excited to invite people out for lots of different types of racing. You can do a family fun run mile, a 5K. You can bring your dog out and do the doggy dash 5K, do the 10K. If you're crazy, you can do the 5K and the 10K. And if you're super excited, you could do the mile, the 5K, and the 10K for a triple crown challenge.
Woulda, coulda. There we are on that. Because we're seeing more and more of us, of athletes, make choices, right? And maybe go over the mountain more than they ever have. And you provide that. Thank you.
Awesome. We love giving them opportunities, and they can set their own little journeys through their training and the successes with their racing on race day.
In general, what are your time frames?
We start our first race at 8 o'clock. We'll do the doggy dash at 8:15, family fun run 8:45, and we'll start the final race at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Wonderful. Now it's going to be sunny, high near 82, so have your water station all ready.
We are stocked and ready to go, and I even hear our medical team's going to have the little misting tent at the finish line.
And in some ways, we're serious about that. Because,
absolutely.
That sneaks up on us quickly, and our humidity is rising, but there's nothing like summer in Michigan. It's finally here. And do you provide the proceeds to Morgan and her team?
Yeah, absolutely. We provide opportunities for our athletes and our community partners to make donations directly to the organization. We'll collect those and present them to them. And we're just really excited for their mission and their service to the community. And there's just nothing like seeing kids out there running and then having a mentor with them. Like, it just gives me goosebumps.
All right. That means it's your turn, Morgan, right? On behalf of No Surrender, we've covered you before. We'll cover you again. But a new name. Tell us more here.
Yeah. So we rebranded from No Surrender Running Club to Move Conmigo. That came about. No Surrender used to serve a much narrower population of people, and it grew into a real community-supported organization. It became intergenerational and really became about movement more broadly and just getting the community together to move. So we thought that rebranding into Move Conmigo, or Move With Me, was a really timely and accurate rebrand for us.
And how does it work? Is it a mentor-mentee kind of thing?
We do have mentor-mentee, but we also have families come together. We have parents come and run with their kids. We have grandparents who come and are part of the community and support and bring their grandkids, and sometimes to run or walk with their grandkids, but sometimes also to bring their grandkids to be connected with that mentor. So we've got a whole different array of people and relationships involved. It's really cool.
Will they be all branded with the shirt that you're wearing?
Yes, they will all be. We will all turn up with our Move Conmigo shirts.
Is there a, I know No Surrender Club used to meet a couple times a week at a park. Yes.
Yes, we still meet twice a week. We're Monday evenings at Garfield Park and Thursday evenings at Pinery Park on the southeast side of Grand Rapids.
Yes. And again, will we see the pairs running together most likely Saturday?
Yes, we do have... all of our kids are paired up with family members or mentors to run together.
Yes. And I know, I trust Betsy, as you have in the past, you have a little outdoor, not a little, you have an outdoor expo on race morning where we'll have a tent for Morgan this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We will have a spot for the community to come and learn a little bit about what they do and ways they can get involved.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably be on the microphone before we say start too, so practice your... Your speech, make tears happen, as they say. I guess I'll go back to you, Betsy. Why Move Conmigo?
Again, it just comes back to that community connection and that multi-ages racing and just having an organization that really kind of supports that recreation process that we love and getting kids moving and recreating. And I love the family component. I love the community members stepping up to be mentors. You just can't go wrong when good things like that happen.
Yes. And it's going to be a nice sunny day, a high of 82, but hopefully that comes a bit after your run is finished. The annual Reeds Lake Run is this Saturday with proceeds going to Move Conmigo. All right, let's look at what did you bring in, show and tell?
Oh, I definitely always bring show and tell of our race medal. We haven't done this for a few years, but nice. The return of the finisher medal. So all athletes will get a finisher medal. And if you're a little one, you might end up with some fun bubbles at the end of the race.
An adult might like a bubble. You know, some of us still like the finisher medal. So thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that swag. And then are there other sponsors you'd like to share?
Sure. We're always thankful. You know, it's possible with the great residents of East Grand Rapids. So the city is our title sponsor with the race. We partner with My Michigan Health West is our medical provider. And so public safety from East Grand Rapids is going to be out there making sure we're safe on the course. So it's really a community affair.
And is there a packet pickup the day before?
Absolutely. We'll welcome everyone to the community center in East Grand Rapids on Friday from 3 until 6 p.m. or from 6:30 until the start of the first race on Saturday.
Yes. And we may likely get you back to talk about August, but don't you have your own 5K that you have had in the past?
We do. This is going to be our third annual fundraising race. It's called Sigue la Tormenta. It's going to be on the morning of August 2nd. We have a 5K, 10K, and 1 mile fun run.
So you can do the Reeds Lake Run this Saturday as part of your training. Yes. For yours, or get yourselves a great partnership involved as needed. How can one get involved with Move Conmigo?
You can get involved by going to our website. It's moveconmigo.org. You can get signed up there. From there, it's just coming to practice. Everything is free, and we make sure that you are kitted out with shoes or whatever you need to run. You can come on out.
And I imagine there are a couple of the other organizations that have the mentor-mentee, you know, Girls on the Run and more, but you're more about running. I mean, running's key, but it's not like you're training to be the fastest 12-year-old.
No, you're not training to be the fastest 12-year-old. We are really, really about getting out in the community and building the community and just getting people moving. So, making sure people feel connected and supported is huge for us.
Yep, there is that, again, physical, social, emotional, and more health to that. Well, cool. Again, one more time, how to find out more about you?
www.moveconmigo.org.
And then, Betsy, we get to get you back, I hate to use the word September, but you'll have your annual Reeds Lake Triathlon Duathlon.
Absolutely, September 12th, so let's enjoy a couple months here of some 80 degrees and sunshine, and we'll talk triathlon in September, but we're here for the 42nd year for that.
Yes, wow. And that's all because of Betsy Granstad. She says, we need another one. And didn't you just have an open swim in Reeds Lake? Are you able to have those?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of the training process with the Rhodes McKee Reeds Lake Triathlon is we get a couple invites to the year to jump into Reeds Lake with Todd Buckingham, who is an avid local triathlete superstar. We'll be back in Reeds Lake on July 8th at 6:30 p.m.
All right, details one more time for Saturday, please.
8 o'clock, 5K starts, East Grand Rapids. You can register still. You can volunteer still. That's eastgrmi.gov.
Great. All right. Enjoy yourselves. That's the bottom line. Take care to you both, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.